When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Pretty quick turnaround for Field Yates as he is on the ESPN draft panel right now.
He's in the green room.
He is in the green room.
They've done a lot of work on the green room in recent years. It's gotten swanky looking. It's gone from like hotel conference room to like five-star hotel lobby, you know?
Do they have shrimp cocktail in the green room?
It's not in Indy,
I'm wondering.
So no.
It's not India. Well, there's only one. I was gonna cocktail. Good work, Connor.
I was gonna ask if they have an open bar. That's a real question for the green room. The guy sitting there on pick 29. He thought he was gonna go in the top 10. He's now 10 Coors deep.
That's pretty good. I wonder if Danny Burke had his druthers, would it be an open bar? Is it an open bar tonight from a celebration angle? For his Chicago Bears, for Connor Clark's Chicago Bears, for Brandon Vogel's Chicago Bears, for Coach Jeff Smith's Chicago Bears. Pride of Chicago, Danny Burke with us, Burke's Best Bets, and Burke's Beat Podcast, Burke's Beat Blog. Log on and check out Danny's thoughts. Pride of Chicago at Danny Burke 5. How are we doing tonight? Are you in celebration mode with your mates?
I'm doing good, fellas. Yes, I am in celebration mode. The hopefully beginning of a new era in Chicago Bears fandom and franchise history going forward, right? I mean, this is the day hopefully we look back on and say that was the turn of everything. Finally, the Bears get their franchise quarterback in Caleb Williams, and then we'll see what they do with that number 9 pick. Big question marks. Whether they get one of the receivers, trade down, get a guy like Byron Murphy, a lot of things up in the air. But excitement all around. And I feel like from an outside perspective, people may be chuckling and going, what is this going to be any different than the years past? You had excitement with Trubisky, with Fields. It just feels like, knock on wood, Bears fans are finally due. And this has to be the guy to finally work out.
Bigger moment this week for Nebraska in finding that quarterback drought, thirst quencher, or the Chicago Bears?
It's got to be the Bears, right? It has to be the Chicago Bears. And I'll crack it up too, Schmitty, you saying how many Bears fans are involved with the program, with Hail Varsity Radio and everything. And it's just, you know, we got so many people part of the show that are just in dire need of a successful professional NFL team. I mean, Nebraska at least had the 90s and still some winning seasons. Us Bears fans really have not had any offense or anything for that matter. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, and I think we get a little bit of the edge there.
Danny, really fast here. Do you know this off the top of your head? What are the Bears' odds to make the postseason? I'm a firm believer that if the Bears do well in this draft, they're set up to be a team that could maybe get a wild card into the NFL playoffs next season. Do you know the odds off the top of your head?
Let's see. I'm looking it up at one book right now, scrolling through. It says the yes is minus 120. The no is even money, and which seems absurd to think for what the Bears did last year, the year prior, and bringing in a rookie quarterback. But that's the difference here. You have an absolute stud potentially in Caleb Williams. You saw what someone like C.J. Stroud was able to do last year. And you got to recall the Bears already have DJ Moore. They already had an improving defense. The secondary, that's good. May have gotten better with the additions of Jonathan Owens, Kevin Byard. You got DeAndre Swift, Gerald Everett, Keenan Allen. So we're assuming that the offensive line and someone to pair with Montez Sweat is a necessity. Getting a receiver is a necessity, too, because even with the addition of Keenan Allen, remember, he's 32 years old, final year of his contract, love the guy. But you want to bring up someone to mold alongside Caleb Williams and for him to really just have a buddy to work with throughout his tenure as a Chicago Bear. And the Detroit Lions, maybe they plateau a little bit. Packers, I don't think are going to be in the postseason this year, despite what everybody else says and all the admiration for Jordan Love. And then the Vikings are going to be in a rebuilding process themselves, depending on who they pick to be their quarterback, which, by the way, I think Michael Penix Jr. is the sneaky guy to think it's going to happen. I took that at 6-1 for that to occur. But, yeah, I get why the Bears are showing a lot of love. They'll have a last-place schedule, and it makes sense why you got to pay a little bit to bank on them getting there. Do I think you should bet it right now this far out and laying a price? No, I don't think you should do that whatsoever because there's still an adjustment period, and the NFC North will still be more competitive than it has been in the past. But all in all, it does make sense that the odds are where they are.
Danny Burke's with us here, Burke's Best Bets on Hail Varsity Radio. And Danny, I think the intriguing storyline to me, how many quarterbacks are going to be going in that top 10 tonight in the NFL draft. You have Caleb Williams, obviously the presumptive number one pick. Daniels and Drake May also assumed to go within that top 10. Fun fact here, I didn't realize until today that Drake May is related, I believe, the brother of Luke May, the North Carolina basketball player who hit that shot to send him to the Final Four. I just realized that today, and he went viral for making it to his 8 a.m. class the next day. That's an aside. The intrigue to me, though, Danny, is on J.J. McCarthy, former Michigan quarterback. The odds in Vegas have told you that there's a lot of juice to him going in the top five, maybe even number two. Do you think that's legit? Is that something you're looking at? What is your thoughts with the betting market moving so significantly in the past week with J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, it's been wild. And actually, last night, I talked about it on my draft podcast. I took J.J. McCarthy to be drafted over 5.5, meaning 6-7, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I got it at the price of plus 182. Now you see it at some shops as high as like minus 140. So there's been a lot of love now in the betting market. That's assuming that he's going to be drafted a little bit later than expected. And the reason being is because I think more people are expecting that, not really a downgrade on McCarthy, but that the Cardinals aren't going to trade out of the number four spot. And then the Chargers will also stay in the five spot and either get a receiver or an offensive lineman. J.J. McCarthy also went on the Rich Eisen show and said he spent the most time with the New York Giants. Now, the Giants are interesting because he just signed a ridiculous contract with Daniel Jones last year. And then they also brought in, Drew Lock, your boy Drew Lock, former Denver Broncos. So,
don't call him my boy.
He is.
Hey, you got to get a little better. He used to be your guy somewhat. But nevertheless,
I think
that leads McCarthy to realistically getting picked by the Giants or the Vikings a little bit down the line. And if the Vikings don't feel threatened that somebody's going to take him ahead of them or they like Penix better, then they probably won't have to trade up to do so with presumably the Chargers. So that's why I think the sentiment has changed. And a lot of bettors, and hopefully myself included, saw some value on the over, especially with that plus money price. So, yeah, that's not too surprising for me to see that movement head that way.
Danny, who do you see the Bears taking at number 9 here in the first round? We got about a minute here.
Yeah, Connor, I want them to take a receiver. I want Odunze, who's a realistic choice for that to happen, to fall to them and they take them. Because, again, like I mentioned, you know, Keenan Allen isn't going to be the savior for the next 5 years, but someone they draft in the first round could be. I get it's a deep class. I think Poles is probably going to trade down, and I think they're going to end up with a defensive guy coming off the edge or defensive interior. Again, Murphy seems to be the popular name, and I think they'll go with him. Then I think they'll go with the receiver later in the draft and probably beef up then on the offensive line. It depends who's available on the offensive line when they trade down, but I think defensive front is a real dire need for this squad right now.
Danny, about 15 seconds. Tell folks where they can hear you and read you and what you're doing with Burke's Beat.
Yeah, BurkeSbeat.com is the website. Handicapping every single day. We got baseball, bunch of postseason action in the NBA happening. And, of course, you can find the NFL Draft Bets if you still want to get involved. Podcast, Apple, Spotify, just search BurkeSbeat.
Daddy, we'll check in next week. Thank you, sir.
Hey, always appreciate it, fellas. Enjoy the draft. Talk to you next week.